Pasibar ik na paik akori, paik veyunya swarmuraro. Ras veyunya ve sonaya mamsu prikna dairo. Yariria buro bubes aena, saraya aena, yendi sarena. Besup amberi mure mambare knampawawi. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoruya. Insaya sari yamnis kabare sondui kabare. Insaya kaber rasoya kaber mebu besposen sa propaena. Kiomaya keria na pia mundo mobaena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya. Besoruya insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare insaya kabera soya kaber bebu besposen sa propaena yo maya ke yana pia mundo mobaena yo maya ke
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 International Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile path for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitor, ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second priority, community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated the Integrated Service Building and National Neuroscience Institute at Mahar Marjono National Brain Hospital in Jakarta yesterday. He stressed that health and education are essential to people's welfare, announcing plans to build 500 hospitals and open new medical schools to address the shortage of specialists. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Angga Raka Prabowo, yesterday warned against the rise of disinformation, slander, and hate speech online, calling them a threat to democracy. He urged digital platforms to comply with national laws and strengthen automatic detection of harmful content. Angga also highlighted the need to protect young people and praised the media's role in fact-checking. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Benar-benar sayang padaku, kalau kau benar-benar cinta.
perlu kau katakan semua itu. Cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja. Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bila sayang, semua bisa bila. Apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyataan. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja. Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan.
Kau yakini.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
And it keeps me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
And it keeps me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you, all for you, all for you.
Bless me with your energy, a sigh of relief. The thought of you makes me weak, but yet you give me a peace. See no other reason, no, just know I believe. You're not the one that I want, oh, you're the one that I need. I'm yelling please.
So please be the lady for me. Hoping you'll see what I see underneath. With you is where I belong. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
To love
it. I give you my soul for you to love it.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
Keeps
me going on and on to love it. I give you my soul for you to love it.
Loving you, loving you is all I wanna do. Knowing you, loving me is all I wanna do.
Loving you, loving you is all I wanna do.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, oh, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And in this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Manakah datangnya lintah dari sawah turun ke kali? Dari manakah datangnya cinta dari mata ke hati?
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa, orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah. Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah, tetap jatuh cinta. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap bercita-cita rasanya.
Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap bercita-cita rasanya. Kesah gelisah, aduh kang itu mah biasa.
Dari mana datangnya lintah,
dari sawah turun ke kali.
Dari manakah datangnya cinta,
dari mata ke hati.
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa,
orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah. Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah,
tetap jatuh cinta lagi.
Tetap jatuh cinta lagi.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Jatuh Cinta or Falling in Love by Marion Jola and Teza Sumendra. Make sure and hopefully you keep falling in love with Voice of Indonesia, so you keep tuning in to our program on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. To show your love, I hope You not only enjoy our program, but also send us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official, Instagram at voi_official. You can also reach us on WhatsApp +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. Or you can also chat us on the application on RRI Digital on the chat feature. Well, listener, next information comes from Indonesia's Ministry of Environment, which is aiming to recycle 33,000 tons of plastic waste into renewable energy as part of efforts to reduce the country's mounting waste burden, which currently stands at nearly 140,000 tons per day. Ade Palguna Ruteka, who is the Ministry's Deputy for Waste Management, Hazardous and Toxic Materials, said during a discussion in Jakarta on Tuesday that industries are being urged to take part by converting leftover packaging into refuse-derived fuel. Indonesia currently has 16 cement factories that absorb plastic waste, though the material must be processed to a certain size before being used as fuel. Plastic to Energy Initiative have not been optimal because the practice of proper waste disposal is not yet ingrained in Indonesian society. Household waste separation is also still uncommon in Indonesian families, even though it could bring major benefits. Organic waste, for example, can be turned into compost, liquid fertilizer, or biogas, while inorganic waste can be converted into panels, fuel, and other materials. Well, hopefully Indonesians can manage more separate household waste and more to and then to realize 33,000 tons plastic waste to energy conversion. Well, there is a lot more when we come back, so stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
This song is for you. You better listen.
Kuduga semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku, bergetar hati ini, kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku semenjak ada dirimu. Dunia terasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Kini aku tak sabar, ingin hati kau untukku, nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini bersinar lagi, oh, takkan ku ingat dia. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Semenjak ada dirimu, semua terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau sini, tak ingin melepaskanmu. Where were you? When I needed you. Now that I found someone new. Kau berikan harapan tentang
warna-warni hariku semenjak ada dirimu. Dunia terasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini. Ku mampu melupakannya semenjak ada dirimu. Semua terasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini. Tak ingin
tanpamu, dan kau lah di sana.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, electric vehicle is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that we use for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Karena kesalahanku, mungkin ingin bertemu masih ada, ingin memeluk masih ada. Sayang kini tak bisa, kau telah memilihnya. Oh, mungkin saat hatiku masih sayang, salahku memutus cinta, dan kini ku menyesal. Rindu hanya di dalam hati.
Andaikan aku tak terkesan memutus kamu karena egoku, hati ini tak akan begini. Just you.
kau telah memilihnya. Oh, mungkin saat hatiku masih sayang, salahku memutus cinta, dan kini ku menyesal.
Peach usually has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the Pink Peach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This peach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Maafkan aku, aku menyesal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, Kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kalintang, let's listen to Kalintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Kalintang consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaesa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kalintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan path. There are three sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kalintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kalintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs two stick. Today the function of kalintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kalintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kalintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Have a listening.
Siriria